How to be happy. Mastering life's challenges. Happiness is one of humanity's most sought-after treasures, yet it is often misunderstood. Many people think of happiness as an emotion that can be instantly triggered by external stimuli, like music, entertainment, or possessions. A report published in the Journal of Positive Psychology, December 19, 2012, explored this very idea. In an experiment, participants were made to listen to happy music, and those who actively tried to feel happier subsequently reported the highest levels of positive mood. On the surface, this might seem like a breakthrough. Simply play the right kind of music and you will feel better. But a deeper look reveals a flaw. Such happiness is artificial and temporary. Life is full of problems. The world around us constantly throws challenges our way, and our minds naturally respond to them. No matter how upbeat the music, you cannot silence your mind forever. Therefore, this type of happiness is unrelated to reality. It is like wearing a mask of joy while your heart remains burdened. Anything less than genuine happiness will fail to bring long-term satisfaction. In truth, such methods are closer to self-deception than real joy. If researchers followed participants over months or years, they would likely find that this artificially induced happiness fades, leaving them mentally dull. Why? Because escaping reality requires suppressing the thinking process. And when thought is suppressed for long periods, intellectual growth suffers. True happiness demands the opposite, an active, engaged mind that learns to navigate life's difficulties. The real formula for happiness is not to forget problems, but to manage them. Problems are not necessarily bad. They are nature's way of presenting challenges. When you call something a problem, it feels like a burden. But when you see it as a challenge, it becomes a stepping stone for growth. This shift in perspective transforms difficulties into opportunities for intellectual and personal development. Consider a simple example. Imagine two people from your neighborhood. The first was born into wealth and never faced hardship. The second grew up in difficult conditions and had no choice but to face challenges head-on, working hard to succeed. In most cases, you will find the first person intellectually untested and dependent, while the second will be resilient, resourceful, and mentally sharp. The difference lies not in their circumstances, but in how they responded to them. This observation aligns with the insight of British historian Arnold Toynbee, who developed the challenge-response theory. According to him, a problem creates a challenge, the challenge demands a response, and the response, if successful, leads to achievement. This is nature's universal pattern. No man-made formula can surpass it. In other words, the greatest good in life is not constant happiness, but the struggle itself. Those who try to avoid struggle in the pursuit of a trouble-free existence are living in a fool's paradise. Such artificial living inevitably collapses, leaving behind disappointment. Real fulfillment comes from seriousness, hard work, and facing life's difficulties head-on. Comfort, ease, and perpetual leisure do not produce growth or deep satisfaction. By following the natural path of effort and perseverance, one can attain lasting success and, ultimately, peace of mind. I once met someone who embodied this philosophy in an effortless way. On a visit to the USA, I became acquainted with an Asian immigrant. Let's call him Mr. S.A. From the moment we met, I noticed his constant cheerfulness. His colleagues confirmed that he was different from most people. He seemed untouched by stress. Curious, I asked him why. Smiling, he replied, "God Almighty made me and threw the mold away." Later, he invited me to stay at his home for a few days. This gave me the chance to observe him closely and discover the secret behind his stress-free life. During my stay, one of his relatives visited in an agitated state. The visitor said, "Mr. So-and-so is trying to damage your reputation. He is spreading negative propaganda against you." Mr. S.A. listened quietly, without reacting. Finally, the man demanded, "I'm telling you something serious, and you are not responding." Mr. S.A. replied calmly, "Ya unka problem hai, mera problem to na hin. It is his problem, and not mine." The next day, we had planned a sightseeing trip to several places. At the last moment I said, I'm not in the mood to go out today. Let's stay home. Without a trace of disappointment, he said. Chelo yebi thi kai. No problem. This is also okay. From these incidents, I discovered two principles that anyone can adopt to live a happier life. First principle, it is his problem, and not mine. This is the art of problem management. In life, you will always encounter problems, your own or those of others. The key is to manage them rather than let them consume you. If an issue is not directly yours to solve, you need not carry its burden. Second principle, if you don't get the best, be content with the second best. Life doesn't always give us exactly what we want. In every situation, there is usually something of value, the second best. If you cannot have the first choice, choose the second and move on without regret. Psychologists confirm that most problems begin in the mind and can also be solved there. It's a matter of changing your intellectual gear. If you can shift perspectives, you can unlock the super formula for de-stressing. And here is an empowering truth. You are more valuable than anything you have lost. If in any situation you lose something, you still have yourself, your abilities, your potential, and your will to act. Focus on what remains, not what is gone. Interestingly, a happy life can often only be built in the midst of unhappy conditions. Life is not about eliminating all discomfort, but about managing yourself so you can create a happy corner within an imperfect world. You cannot change the whole world, but you can change your response to it. That is the only sustainable formula for happiness. Real happiness does not come from avoiding problems or chasing artificial feel-good moments. It comes from facing life's challenges, managing them wisely, and finding contentment in what is available. When you adopt the mindset of problem management and the acceptance of the second good, you protect your peace of mind while continuing to grow. The result is not just fleeting happiness, but a deep, enduring sense of fulfillment, one that no external circumstance can take away. Theta, no matter how upbeat the music, you cannot silence your mind forever. This is like wearing a mask of joy while your heart remains burdened. The real formula for happiness is not to forget problems, but to manage them. Problems are not necessarily bad. They are nature's way of presenting challenges. A happy life can often only be built in the midst of unhappy conditions. Life is not about eliminating all discomfort, but about managing yourself so you can create a happy corner within an imperfect world. Conspiracies can be defused and rendered ineffective by responding to them through wisdom, rather than through confrontation.